KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the Ottoman Wheelers and the Newell Fonda Mustangs slugged it out in the first round of the eight-man football playoffs Friday night. The Wheelers won by decision 45-33 after it was all said and done. The Wheelers get the monkey off their back with a playoff win after being knocked out in the first round in the last three seasons. They improved to 10-0 now and will play and host to another top-five team next Friday night in Remsen St. Mary's. The Hawks beat Boyer Valley in the first round 58-13. And that quarterfinal game will kick off at 7 p.m. next Friday at Chiz Jones Field in Audubon, and we'll have that for you on KJAN next Friday with the kickoff starting at 7 o'clock and the pregame starting at 6 p.m. Elsewhere in eight-man football, it was Fremont Mills over Stanton 63-0, Sydney beating Lennox 50-12. St. Mary's was a 58-13 winner over Boyer Valley in Western Iowa. In Class A, it was Lamar's Galen Catholic over Southwest Valley 34-14. Council Bluffs St. Albert over Sloan of Westwood 27-0. In 1A football, Inwood West Lion beat IKM Manning 35-0. All Western Christian was a 28-18 winner over AHSTW. In 2A, it was Boyden Hall Rock Valley over Camper Catholic 37-14. South Central Calhoun defeating Tri-Center, or right, that's Sioux Center, 37-7. In Class 3A, Harlan beat Bishop Heelan Catholic by a score of 42-7, and it was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Glenwood 47-25. In 4A, Lewis Central was a 21-14 winner over West Des Moines Valley in overtime. You can see all the other scores from around the state on our sports page at KJAN.com. Athletic basketball alum Ryan Hawkins scored his first career points on Friday night for Northwest Missouri State. His first bucket, a three-pointer from the corner at Cameron Indoor against the Duke Blue Devils in an exhibition game. Northwest Missouri State traveled to Durham, North Carolina for the game and came out on the short end of the 93-60 final score. Hawkins led the team with 14 points on 5-for-7 shooting, including 4-of-6 from the three-point range. Hawkins redshirted last season during the Bearcats' Division II national championship run. In the top 25 college football action, it was Memphis, the lone top 25 team in action on Friday, and the 24th-ranked Tigers cruised to a 56-26 win over Tulane. Riley Ferguson passed for 298 yards and three touchdowns as the Tigers improved to 7-1 with their fourth straight win to stay on top of the West Division of the American Athletic Conference. We have Big Ten football for you this afternoon here on KJAN from Kinnick Stadium as the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Our pregame coverage begins at 3:30, the kickoff at 6:30. In NFL news, the Baltimore Ravens are calling for a review of the rule book after watching Joe Flacco being helped off the field, bleeding and disoriented following a late hit. Flacco suffered a concussion and a gash near his ear during Baltimore's 40-0 win over Miami Thursday night. Dolphins linebacker Kiko Alonso was flagged for unnecessary roughness for hitting Flacco after he went into a slide. Alonso said the hit to his head was unintentional. It's unclear if Flacco will be ready when Baltimore plays at number 5, Tennessee, or rather November 5th, I should say, at Tennessee. The Jaguars have acquired a nose tackle, Marcel Darius, from the Bills for a sixth-round pick in next year's draft. A 330-pounder run-stopper has been a two-time Pro Bowl selection since being taken third overall in the 2011 draft. The NFL has fined Jets linebacker Darren Lee a total of more than $45,000 for two separate infractions during last weekend's loss at Miami. Lee was fined over $36,000 for a roughing the passer penalty and another $9,000 for a face mask call. Tampa Bay cornerback Robert McClain received the league's second biggest fine of the day and will pay over $24,000 for his helmet-to-helmet hit on Buffalo wide receiver Deontay Thompson last Sunday. In other NFL news, quarterback Case Keenum will make his sixth start in eight games for the Minnesota Vikings Sunday against Cleveland. Keenum has played well in relief of Sam Bradford, who has appeared in only a half a game since the season opener because of knee trouble and hasn't practiced with the team in 3 weeks. Jets starting cornerback Buster Skrine and right tackle Brandon Shell won't play against the Falcons because of injuries. Skrine is in concussion protocol, and Shell injured his neck early in the loss to the Dolphins. Defensive end Muhammad Wilkerson is a questionable for that game with a shoulder and foot ailments. The Redskins will be without their center Spencer Long and linebacker Mason Foster when they take on the Cowboys Sunday. Long has a knee injury, and Foster is set to have surgery on his right shoulder. Lions receiver Golden Tate is questionable for his Sunday night's game against Pittsburgh because of a shoulder injury. Detroit receiver Kenny Golladay has been ruled out for this weekend's game, and so have tackles Greg Robinson and Emmett Cleary. Dolphins quarterback Jay Cutler will start next week, but coach Adam Gase said other jobs on offense are up for grabs because some of the best players aren't sufficiently dedicated. Gase's comments came less than 24 hours after the franchise's worst loss in 20 years, and that was a 40-0 humiliation at Baltimore. The chairman and chief executive of the Houston Texans has apologized after a report said he declared that we can't have the inmates running the prison during a meeting of NFL owners over what to do about players who kneel in protest over the national anthem. Bob McNair said he used a figure of speech that was never intended to be taken literally. He says he regrets using the expression and was, quote, not referring to our players. In baseball news, the Houston Astros have grabbed a 2-1 lead in the World Series by improving to 7-0 at home in the postseason. Lance McCullers pitched into the sixth inning, and the Astros sent Yu Darvish to an early shower with a 5-3 win over the L.A. Dodgers. Game four is today at Minute Maid Park. Charlie Morton will start for the Astros against lefty Alex Wood. Viewers for the second game of the World Series dropped 10% from last year, less than 21% decline from the opener. Houston's 7-6-11 inning win over the Dodgers on Wednesday night averaged 16,019,000 viewers, and Fox said Thursday that was down from 17.8 million in the Cubs' 5-1 victory over Cleveland last year, which was the most watched game two since 2009. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs were off to a 4-0 start before Friday's 27-point loss at Orlando. Evan Fournier scored 25 points on 10 of 12 shooting as the Magic rolled into their third straight win, 114-87 over the Spurs. Orlando led by 27 points in halftime and 36 late in the third quarter before emptying the bench to start the final period. The Magic also got 17 points from Jonathan Simmons, 16 from Aaron Gordon, and 15 from Nikolai Vucevic. LaMarcus Aldridge had 24 points and 11 rebounds for the Spurs, who shot just 34%. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Warriors knocked off the Wizards 120-117 in a game that featured a fight between Draymond Green and Bradley Beal just before halftime. The Minnesota Timberwolves were 119-116 winners over the Thunder as Karl Anthony Towns had 33 points and 19 rebounds in Minnesota's second win over Oklahoma City this season. Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson each hit 6 of the Rockets' 22 three-pointers, and James Harden recorded a triple-double in a 109-93 win at Charlotte. DeMar DeRozan provided 17 of his 24 points in the second half as the Raptors earned a 101-92 road win against the Lakers. Also, Nikola Jokic contributed 18 points and 15 rebounds to the Nuggets' 105-100 victory in Atlanta. And finally, in the NBA, the Knicks picked up their first win of the year as Kristaps Porzingis grabbed 30 points and 9 rebounds in a 107-86 pounding of the Nets. That is a check of sports this hour here on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.